right, guys, welcome to the morning commute. Brian McCombie here. Tech Money Talks. All right, let me turn this music down before I get flagged. So, welcome to the morning commute. I'm on my way to my tech job, and it is awesome. Another great day. And I tell you, I want to talk about today, and it's called the middle skills gap. And it's part of the reason, or more, the validation of why I'm doing what I'm doing. So just to be real quick, I've been in the industry for about 2 decades, and technology has been a big part of my life, brought a lot of success and a lot of things that I'm thankful for. And along the way, I've been giving back, and part of giving back is that, hey, how you doing? Part of giving back is I volunteered a lot to teach people how to code. I was a part of the code.org movement. I've taught a lot of kids, a lot of adults, things like that. Now, as far as the adults go, people would learn, then they were like, now what? You know, some of them would go off on their own and go apply for a job. And then they'd get hit with the roadblock of, well, we're looking for somebody with 3 years experience. And they'd be like, well, I don't have any experience. How do I get experience if I don't have any? And the companies don't care. They just say, well, come back to me when you have 3 years experience. Now, with that, it's a major gap. And when I started to do some research on it, there was a Harvard business school case study where they researched over 800 HR departments, and they basically validated what I was feeling in the industry, which is that there's not enough people with the skills to fill the demand that's needed. Meaning that there's many, many, many more jobs that are open and available for people with tech skills, and they actually call it the middle skills gap. So it's not no skills, but it's not high skills where it's unreachable, and that's kind of the misconception as well. Most people think, oh, well, you have to be really smart, you have to have a degree, and you have to be really smart, and only those kind of people can do it. And that's actually not the case. They refer to it as middle skills. Anybody can learn it, and it's more in the lines of actually picking up like a trade. And if you actually focus on the hottest skills that are in demand, then you'd be able to get your foot in the door quickly, and you could do it as quick as 3 to 4 months. So what I've been doing is trying to give that awareness to people. One, because I think there's people that don't even know that they don't know. Because I look around and I wonder, how can there be people without at least a decent career or a job when there's so many opportunities here in the United States where they could just pick up a specific skill and actually, you know, get your foot in the door and make an awesome career. Now, the starting salary, the average starting salary for a person with a technical career is around $60,000 a year, and that's basically $1,000 a week, and that's starting. And I would say anybody who builds their skills up and over the course of three to four or five years, then they're moving into a strong six-figure income. And that's good for anybody. And you see that happening. So year over year, we're maxing out the number of H-1B visas and people coming in from other countries. And majority, you'll see, they're coming from India. And, you know, I give all props to them because, I mean, imagine what they go through as far as taking advantage of the opportunity. One, they're learning the skills. I mean, that's just the basics. But two, they're leaving their home country to go to a foreign country, to go to a city that they don't know, to work for a company that they don't know, all to have that regular career job so that they can start working, and then hopefully they hope to get like a green card, and then they could stay here, and then they move into a six-figure income. And you see, I've seen it happen. It's been happening over the past, you know, 10, 15 years. And now, actually, with the way I'm commuting to Chicago, the majority of the people now that are commuting to Chicago from that station are Asian Indian. and I've seen it evolve over the past decade or so, and hey, that's just the facts. So knowing all that, watching it, you know, I've been trying to get the awareness out to help people, one, at least know about it, and then two, let them know that they can do it, that you don't need a degree, that you just need to pick up specific skills that are in hot demand, and you don't have to be 100% coder, even though I recommend that and give it a try if you can, but you don't have to be 100% coder. There's roles and jobs where you could be coding 20% of the time as like a DevOps cloud engineer. There's other roles where you could not be coding at all, where you'd be more like a business analyst, or you'd be a QA tester. So I talked about all of these roles that you could get in, and actually that's the whole point that I'm trying to teach, is that get your foot in the door, get a good career in technology. I mean, opportunities are everywhere. So if you don't have that career, I'd say get that first. Then the thing to keep in mind is that it's earned income. It's not passive income. So just having that income alone, I'd say it's great, and it's good for anybody. It's a solid foundation. You got tech skills, your career path, you're going to be, you know, as long as you keep your skills up, you'll be working a long time. But then I'd say also begin to work on your side hustle. Then you start working on your passive income and use those same tech skills and the things you know about technology and start building an online business. And I talked about the four business opportunities that you could do there. The stuff that I've been working on, I've proved that it works. It works for me. And it's basically a numbers game. You just build your numbers up and just keep doing it from there. So I've been talking about both. And I've been trying to at least communicate, because you know, there's a lot of things that I'm trying to touch on, and I try to break it down into that cash flow. I think people sort of know the that Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad, and the cash flow game 101, which is basically you start out with earned income, and first get that with your technology career, get a solid earned income. And then number two is that you then work on your passive income, and I recommend, you know, doing it with online business. I call it building digital assets, and it actually works. Now, I'm actually working on a program right now where I actually want to get like-minded individuals involved, and we can work on a membership type of environment. I'm actually creating a private Slack channel, not Facebook, but Slack. It's more tech oriented. If you don't know, look up Slack. And we're actually going to be working on this together. And I'm already got some ideas, some projects that I'm going to be doing, because I want to capture that along the way so you can see it work from concept to delivery. But I also want you guys to work on your ventures as well, whether if it's getting your foot in the door to a career or if it's building some passive income. And both of it is awesome, and I definitely recommend it. But I appreciate your feedback. Let me know what you guys think, and I'll try to, you know, structure my message so that I'm hitting the points that you guys care about. But getting things started today is awesome. I'm on my way to my tech job, and gonna go build that out. And then afterwards, I'll be late night grinding tonight. All right, guys, peace. I'll talk to you later. Tech Money Talks. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Tech Money Talks. I hope everything was helpful and thought-provoking and somewhat entertaining. If you want to learn more about this topic, please let me know so I know what to focus on in future episodes. My goal is to teach people how to make money with the opportunities that technology can bring. And if you like this episode, please show your support by subscribing, leaving an awesome review. And in the meantime, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My tag name is Tech Money Talks. Thanks again. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Peace.